Well, Christian, as we look at the market trade today, are we seeing this just blows me away every time they talk about tight supplies and dealing with it. It's something we have known, but obviously it continues to take a focus within this market trade as a tight supplies for corn and beans alike. And then let's just throw the fact that it's supposed to rain again this weekend.
Yeah, you know, you're definitely seeing more of a bull spread type market today with old crop corn higher and new crop down. And even on the beans, even though the new crop, or the old crop, I'm sorry, is now a touch lower, new crop is down much more. So you're still going to have really tight supplies. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, the big thing is, you know, farmers are holding on to some corn, and the question is when will they sell it and what price will draw it out of their hands. Basis is tight, and so the futures are going to try and do some work to get that to move, and so far that hasn't been the case. We haven't really been able to move a lot of grain because of the lower futures values.
Obviously, elevators are going to have to work a little extra hard to entice them away.
I think you're right, and even ethanol plants. And ethanol plants, you know, this year has been quite better for them than expected. Their margins have been much better, but they've also been having to, you know, pay up a little bit more for it. So you have that. And even livestock margins, you know, for the most part have improved. So you're keeping, you know, corn very tight from that standpoint because people that are our end users are making money.
We saw a slide yesterday in the trade for the soybeans. Now today they're thrown with the potential for some rain, and I've read up to 2 inches in some areas across the Midwest.
Yeah, and, you know, there's areas that are still not done planting, and so that's going to, you know, push them back even further, and we know that that does affect yield down the road. You know, the USDA decided not to do anything in this last report with yield, and they won't do anything at the end of the month, so the next time we'll really get a yield estimate will be in the July monthly report. But at this point, you have to start to think that the yield is starting to come down, plus you're also going to get some prevent plant acres, too, to bring the acres down as well. So I think that's really shaping that market right now.